You know, Brittany, nothing gives me naked confidence like hitting the gym first thing in the morning. The rush, the endorphins, it just sets the tone for the entire day.
Ooh, I like that. Naked confidence.
Yeah.
It's all about the perfect playlist for me. The right music can uplift my mood instantly.
You know what a close second is for me?
What's that?
Not stinking. That's why I use Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It's like a secret weapon against odor, powered by mandelic acid.
Yeah, you're odor-free for up to 72 hours. I love how Lumi tackles every odor concern with natural ingredients, and I appreciate its versatility. I've tried it everywhere, from pits to feet. It never disappoints. Plus, it's baking soda-free and pH balanced for safe use.
And the fact that it's clinically proven to block odor all day, well, that's a game changer.
Definitely. And with Lumi Starter Pack, new customers can get $5 off with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. It's a great deal for a fresh start.
Don't miss out on feeling confident everywhere you go. Visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TLC for a special discount.
That's LumiDeodorant.com. Cheers to confidence with Lumi.
I have to tell you what went through my head.
Tell me.
Oh, all the lights are shining. Liza, won't you? I don't even know what song.
Over the hills
You're
and
like,
through
I just made
the
that song
woods.
No, go I love that,
tell
though.
It on the mountain. Okay. Jesus Christ.
You will get it after I think this second line.
I don't think we're singing the same song, by
no,
the way.
You're listening to the Laughing Couple podcast with your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy. Join them weekly as they discuss topics such as relationships, kids, sex, parenting, all unfiltered and all with a healthy dose of laughter. Please welcome your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy.
Oh my God. Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Yeah. Guess who we have on today?
Who?
We have Stephen Lee Olsen and Shannon Ella. Holy shit. Oh my God. Hey guys.
Back for another edition. We had the two of you on, I think, two years ago.
Yeah.
Weird. No, it's 2 years?
Yeah. 2 years ago, yeah.
You were in like the thick of new parenting. Like,
it's not okay.
Yes, you were. Brand new in it, Lincoln, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lincoln. We were like brand new parents trying to get all the advice from you guys. And then what was the craziest is that we got to meet you guys earlier this year in person.
Yeah.
But when I met you guys in person, I didn't realize that I had not met you. I just felt like we'd hung out million times together. And I was like, wait a minute. I've never seen you in real life before. This is really strange.
It's bizarre. It's so bizarre. Yeah.
Just feeling our idiots. Like, we're your
idiots. Your brother was there. We met your brother. We met your sister-in-law as well.
Good people.
Also idiots.
Idiots.
That's also why we connected with them.
Following her on Instagram, and she is one of us idiots. It's amazing.
Yeah.
What great human beings. I had such a blast on the podcast that we had, and then that concert just solidified for it. So I don't know when you guys are in the Southern Ontario area again, but I certainly hope that when you are, we're getting together.
Also, I think we're gonna be coming.
January.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What, you know about this?
No, I was gonna say.
So you guys talk without me. I understand. It's totally okay.
I was going to say.
Without me.
We have like a three group chat. Like it's fine. No, I was going to say we are looking at potentially coming to Nashville this year. So
in May.
I know.
Well, unless you guys aren't there in May, and then we'll come in June, but.
I don't want to be
weird and knock on the house. Speaking of house, let's have a quick conversation around your new house.
Yeah.
You guys are now like straight up farmers.
Yes.
How do you feel?
Man, it's a lot of responsibility living on a horse farm, but it's been so fun. It really has. It's you know, there's a lot of lawn to mow. which you know, when we first bought it, it was like 6 acres. And that sounded like a good amount of acres, and it still does. What you don't anticipate is it taking 4 to 5 hours to mow these acres. Yeah. Like in a lot of time, when do you have 5 hours as a parent?
Honestly.
Like you don't break it up into 2 days. And by the time, if it rains in between the 2 days, the grass you just cut is now almost needs to be cut as well again. So it's a never ending cycle.
6 acres would be a lot of AstroTurf too.
Yeah. We have AstroTurf because Ryan's like, I can't fucking mow the lawn.
We live in Southern Ontario in a community. That sounded weird too. Like in a north, like what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah. Not community. Yeah, I don't want it to be like a commune.
We live in a cult. Yeah. Oh, it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, no. A colony.
We have essentially like a. See, I screwed that up and now we're down a rabbit hole.
No, but everybody on our street, all of the grass when it was planted, like in the new subdivision, like none of the grass survived. Like we tried to put. New grass, like think twice, like two sods, and it's all dead.
Two sods.
Two sods. Two pieces. And it was like, fuck this.
Not one sod, but two sods. We tried two sods and then we replaced it with artificial turf, which is wonderful. You don't have to cut it. But you know what's funny about artificial turf? You do have to, you have to broom it.
You know what else is amazing about it, if you haven't noticed this yet, is it is the best way to clean your feet, your boots. If you step in shit, I'm telling you, if you just run it through that stuff, if you have an extra extra piece.
Good to know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going
to say, just on your lawn.
Yeah.
To everyone who knows us, if we see you coming on our lawn wiping your shitty ass boots, I'm going to blame you guys.
But I'm telling you, you could eat off them after. It's ridiculous. You're like, this is just what needs to be, like someone needs to come out with a product to get,
I'll be mailing you, we have an extra piece. Merry Christmas.
We do have an extra piece. Could you imagine? You. We just send you this, like, I chip off of it.
You didn't preface that properly, is that our old house,
we did the same thing.
We put AstroTurf in our backyard.
Mm. After two sods.
After two sods.
We gave up on sodding after two sods.
And the guys that did the work for us, they were like, hey, we have a big piece that's like extra left over. We'll just leave it for you. You should use it as doormats because like with your dogs and stuff, if they wipe their feet on it, it'll clean them off. We don't just like walk out there with our poo covered.
We're like, we try to step in knowing that we can get it equally as clean within our next step.
With AstroTurf to a farm with 6 acres of grass, which is
very different.
Just unreal. Wild.
So you guys posted, Shannon, you posted a thing where you were cleaning the top of the barn and your ladder. Left.
Oh yeah. That's fun.
That was one of my favorite stories of all time because I could not picture Brittany stuck up there waiting for me to come home.
I would have died. I would have
been like, all the power is mine.
Yeah.
How long were you up there?
Long enough to make a post about it.
Long enough that I was like, I'm going to document this.
I sat there for
like 15 minutes before because he had just left. Yeah. So I did the like, I don't want to call him and make him come back. He's on his way to go do something for work.
Yeah.
And then I was like, if I climb down the side of the barn, like Spider-Man, but then I'm the most accident prone person on the planet. So I was like, we won't do this. I'm going to call him. Then he was 15 minutes further.
Yes.
So by the time he got back, it was probably 45 minutes. I was up there just chilling.
She was
dangling the feet.
Best life up there. I'm telling you.
She
wants to be in the barn nonstop. Of like,
I just want to be stuck in the hayloft of the barn. That's very dusty. And there's just something, I'm not like the best with heights. Mm-hmm, I'm okay with, like, but with ladders, I just get weird. Well, I was like throwing hay down and my first chuck of a hay bale, it bounced, hit the ladder and the ladder knocked over. And I was like, oh, cool. This sucks. Yeah. And then when you know you can't get down from somewhere unless you jump and break your legs, that's your only option. I was like, now I feel trapped up here.
I love that you were like, listen, I would have landed on the one piece of hay. I'm either going to be embarrassed and call my husband to come back or I'm going to break my legs. So let me just like, let me just think it over. Way over my decisions.
Yeah. Welcome to farm life.
The best part about breaking your leg is you would eventually have to say why you broke your leg, which would be because I fell off the top. And then the question would be, why did you fall off the top? And then you'd have to sell it anyways.
I would have lied and been like, a big eagle came flying in.
Something ridiculous. It was a griffin. And it
Oh my God.
Let's reel it in here.
Okay. Well, I just have one question about the farm. Okay. Because you guys are probably the busiest people that we know. I do follow you, not in a weird, creepy way, but we live in a world of social media and it's easy to follow people when they post. So I do follow you guys. And I do see you post a lot and you guys are ridiculously busy. How do you actually manage a farm?
Yeah,
that's a really like, on like, top of it. Seriously,
it's a full-time job.
Cause that's that's a big choice. Hey, we're going to be this busy and take on 6 acres.
Look at them. They're like, we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah, we shouldn't have done it actually. It's a terrible choice. 6 acres
of jungle?
Yeah.
No. We really, I honestly didn't know this, and I have no shame in my farm game, but I didn't know that in winter, around winter time, the grass stops growing. I forgot.
No, we've had shit. Winter
for the last few years. Yeah. I'm like, it's over. I don't have to mow. There's no, you know, we don't have to pay anybody to do it if we can't. It's just done until the new year, until the next whatever.
Yeah.
So that's been a nice little Christmas gift, I'd say. But honestly, Shannon's right. We're still trying to figure it out. It's a lot. You know, I think just having a regular life is hard with kids. It's like really hard to, you really have to show up for yourself and be intentional with your time. If you want to have friends, go out and do things, you have to plan. And that is hard in itself, but then having the farm and the horses and the hay and the lawn and the boiling, the tractor and the side by all that stuff, it's just like, it's a lot. It for sure is a lot, but we love it. And I think anything we've realized that we definitely want this in the future.
Let me just say, like, we've decided that now is not the time for this.
We have regrets.
So I can't wait to meet you guys. And I just invited myself to your house. But have you ever seen the movie Hitch with Will Smith?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, so good.
Pre-slap Will Smith.
Ryan is the allergic version. That
when his face blows animals, up from the shellfish.
He'll die.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So Ryan will have to sleep in the hotel. I'll come. We already have a separate group chat, so I will come visit you guys on the farm.
All right.
Ryan will sleep in the car.
We're the three best friends that anyone can have.
Everything. Yes, but yes, horses.
Mainly horses. Hay. Okay. Because hay takes on a bit of moisture, and then that moisture gives off like a mildewy smell.
You can just take Reactin. You should be fine.
I will. Pound. I'll be so Reactin'd up that I'll be like asleep at your house. It's gonna be amazing.
But you'll be here.
But my face won't be swollen.
That's Weekend of Bernie's. We'll just kind of carry you around.
What an incredible movie reference. Yes.
Shout out to Claritin for providing samples and sponsoring this episode. Full disclosure, I was listening to you talk the other day and I was thinking to myself, why does he sound that way? And then I remembered that it's allergy season and that's just your voice because you're so stuffed up.
Ah, yes, the old allergy congested accent. Luckily for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes.
Oh, perfect. So I won't have to listen to you speak like this for the next few weeks?
What, you're not into it? It's not not endearing?
No comment. Designed for serious allergy sufferers like Ryan.
Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better.
Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies.
Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away.
So convenient. Just ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription.
Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear.
And remember, only use as directed. Hey, Ryan.
Yes?
You stink.
Okay.
I stink too, don't worry. Everyone actually stinks, and it's normal to have body odor, just in case you needed a reminder.
Okay, thank you for that. But the best part is, you don't have to stink. Just try Lumi Whole Body Deodorant.
You're right. And Lumi's powered by mandelic acid, tackling odor for 72 hours from pits to feet, even private areas.
It's incredible. Over 300,000 five-star reviews, and you can literally use it everywhere.
And the scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or my personal favorite, toasted coconut, make it refreshing.
Plus, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that's over 40% off.
Stay confident from head to toe with Lumi.
Try it with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
That's code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. Stay fresh, everyone.
Okay, so let's really quickly talk about, well, not really quickly, we can take all the time in the world to talk about this, but I want to pivot a little bit because I did not know this about you, Stephen, that you and I, and we've never talked about this on the podcast, you and I are part of a unfortunate club.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I did not know that you had lost your best friend. I lost my best friend at the age of 26, and I did not know that you had lost your best friend.
It's hard. I mean, I think, you know, it would have been hard as a kid, you know, losing somebody or, you know, dealing with grief. But as an adult, like, I've put a lot of thought into this. I think it's actually a lot harder. It's like, because when you, as you get older, you know, you watch your friend circles, you know, your really close friend circle, you watch it get smaller because everyone's got their own lives and families and you just can't stay in touch and be close with everybody. So, you know, if you're anything like me, I have like three people that I talk to every day that it's like my people, mm-hmm. my idiots, my, like, you know, just, and Ian was his name. He was that for me. And it's kind of funny. He was a lot older than I was. He dated my mom back when she was in high school.
Oh my goodness.
So he dated my mom back in high school and they just stayed friends. And because I never met my father, he really helped me through like high school, elementary school. You know, bought me my first electric guitar, told me to, you know, taught me how to roll joints, but wouldn't let me smoke them until I was 18. And, you know, he was just the guy who took me to my first concert ever and was just the one that kind of helped me become, a young man and what that meant and responsibility and, but would also be my favorite idiot. Him and I would just, you know, just, he was my person. And, but yeah, I mean, it's a really tough thing. Something that, you know, grief is rough, as you know, man. I'm like, it's not something that I think ever gets better. I think it gets easier as you learn to live with it,
mm-hmm.
And how to process your feelings in real time. You know, like, I don't know if you still have feelings of pain and sadness. I'm like, I'm assuming at some point that fully turns to, yes, I miss you, but man, did we ever have an incredible time together? Like, mm-hmm. really grateful.
Definitely, definitely moments of, I don't know if I would say pain, but I think sometimes, because I went to school with Dave, like, and I knew Dave as well, but it was literally Ryan's best friend. But I think we have moments of like, man, Dave would have loved this. Or like, it's almost like memories of like you miss them. And it's not so much, it is pain, but it's also like, if he was here, he would love this. Do you know what I mean? Like, it gets to that.
It's space. A little bit of both. It's kind of both. It's like, you know, it's bittersweet. I think the key to grief and dealing with it is finding as many moments that you can convert into gratefulness. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that I've found that makes it easier.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I wrote a song about it called Happy Heavenly.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I figured, yeah, I was like, you know, this is why I wrote that. Why I wrote that song, you know, every year on his birthday, it would be a year. It would just be a day of pain. It would just mm-hmm. be like, I would just be missing him so hard. I'm like, my person, the world can kind of get a little lonely when you don't have a best friend. But, you know, his birthday would come around and I would just kind of go into this vortex of sadness and, you know, missing him. And it was everything but grateful. It was just sadness. Mm-hmm. And I was tired of that because I knew that I literally had a whole lifetime, it felt like, of memories with this man that's helped me, like, shape me into who I am, and laughs and, you know, the best way I know how to, I guess, therapy myself is to put words to paper. And I started to write this chorus and I realized, you know, by the time of the end of the chorus, I was like, man, I actually feel better. I feel grateful. It's making me think about all the memories, all the things. But what would he be doing up there right now? If, like, you know, if all this pain wasn't here, what, just my thoughts. And that really helped me. So I knew I had to finish it. And when I finished it, we put it out on TikTok, 30 seconds of the demo, just because Shannon was like, hey, let's tease some songs. And she's like, I think people need this. I'm like, and I just said, I wasn't supposed to come out. It was for me.
Yeah.
And then when she put it out, 6,000 people made videos of their loved ones.
Wow. With this song. I just got goosebumps.
It was, I mean, I don't recommend watching them if you, because it's, I mean, it's watching people's grief hard. It's like, it's the most human thing that makes us all human is there's no escaping grief. And it's like watching people in pain. It's just not, it's not something that's easy, but I have done a ton of them because I've realized, although it's hard for me to watch, it's therapeutic for them to use.
Yeah.
They're literally doing exactly what I did and turning a tear into a smile with a song. And because the song promotes hope and gratefulness. And
do you have a favorite verse?
Man, I think I love every word of this song because I was thinking of Ian for every word. You know, I think just the first line, you know, are you blowing out candles, wishing for the same thing you always do? Saying you're,
God, I'm gonna cry.
Saying you feel 25 and man, time flies and God, ain't that the truth? I'm like, that to me feels like where I'm at in my life. It's like time flying. It's, and I guess this is just a testament to that. It's, you know, it's a part of life. And something that is, it's the hardest part of life, to be honest, but you know, it does get easier as you learn how to turn those tears into smiles. And the only way, like I said, is being grateful. And I think that's what this song promotes for me.
So good. Well, I heard it. I had heard your tease and that's when I reached out to you because having lost my best friend at 26, it was a week after his 26th birthday. So he was 25. Right. Mm-hmm. And so it hit me immediately. And I don't remember why I wrote you, but I wrote you and I'm like, why did you write this song? Because, and then you told me, and that's when I obviously realized that we were part of a group that nobody wants to be part of. But I immediately needed to get you on this podcast before Christmas. So this is the episode that will launch before Christmas. And the reason we wanted this and the reason it's so important is there are a lot of people that are going to be experiencing this Christmas for the first time without their mom, their dad, their brother or sister, their child. Mm-hmm. And it's often not talked about a lot. Grief is not often talked about a lot. And I know that we've been at this for 4 years and I've never shared my experience of losing my brother. Mm-hmm. When I say my best friend, I mean my brother. So your song, although maybe not intentional, killed me. Like it just crushed me. And you know, you talk about, does it get easier? It doesn't, for me, it doesn't get easier. It sounds so weird, but you forget that you're in grief until mm-hmm. all of a sudden you recognize it again. And you hear mm-hmm. a song, you hear a phrase, you hear something. And it always happens when I'm in my car by myself and I just look over and in my head, I know if I'm going to go do something fun that he'd be sitting right beside mm-hmm. me. And so you hear words and music has such an unbelievable way of just cutting through the shit.
Yeah.
And just like gets you right at the core. And I think that you have such a gift and the fact that you've given that gift to other people where you've chosen words that just hit where it's supposed to hit. And this time of year, if you haven't heard the song, I absolutely encourage you to listen to this song. Because to your point, it is about hope. It is about, you know, I remember at my best friend's funeral, I did the eulogy and there was, you can imagine that when you're 26, there's a lot of people in the room, right? Cause everyone, you know, is still with you. Mm-hmm. Grandmas, great grandmothers, a lot of people in the room. And I remember sitting up there looking around and seeing all the people who were just in tears. And I thought, you know, there are millions of people outside of this room that are not impacted by this. And I feel bad for them because had they known Dave Cleverly, this would be really hard. This would be a really hard day for them. And so you recognize that if you realize that, you realize how blessed you were to know that person, mm-hmm. to have a man in your life that did the things that this man has done for you. Is such a gift and you've taken this grief and you have given a gift to so many people. And I don't know if maybe you do because so many people have reshared it. But just as someone who listened to your song and it crushed them, thank you. Thank you for doing that. And thank you for releasing this. Shannon, thank you for making him release this right before this time of year, because my God, what is it? What an amazing gift it is to listen to that song before walking into a room that you know that you're supposed to see someone that's not there.
Ugh, buddy, you said it better than I ever could. I know it's, like I said, this, you know, the song wasn't supposed to come out. And to be honest, I wasn't ready for it to come out either, man. Right. I was like, I still cannot sing it live. You know, I've tried a few times just because I know it's going to take reps, you know, but even we just did a bunch of morning television on last week when I was in Toronto, and we lost out on like
a couple
of the biggest, you know, outlets that were nationwide because they require a performance of the song. And I'm like, I'm very in touch with my emotions, but, you know, ugly crying on TV isn't something that I'm trying to do on purpose.
Like when it is something that means so much to you, when you like crying when you're watching a sad movie and crying when you're thinking of someone that you actually know and love and miss, it's hard to come back from that. So when you're trying to perform, like I've seen you get through it and been wildly impressed that you like regained your composure and got together with it. But
setting up the song is like is brutal, because you're like
hard.
you're speaking your heart to these people, you know, I telling them about, you know, you're human, that you know that you've lost. I mean, I'm like, even hearing you talk about Dave, I'm like, I can tell it's hard for you, because it is hard. It's the hardest thing there is in life, you know, but it's at the same time, brother, I'm happy you brought up that it is about hope, because although this song wasn't ready to come out and I wasn't ready to sing it, I'm like, it's not even about me anymore. It's literally, when I hear it, it's about Ian. When you hear it, it's about Dave. When anybody else hears it, that's what I love about this song, is it's personal to me. But what makes it unique is that everyone on the planet eventually will feel what the song is about, unfortunately.
Yeah. But good for you for also recognizing your own limitations in like performance, like, you know, I'm not ready to do it. That's hard to do. And it really does make you such a good human to like, not like it's your job. Like you are a performer. That's what you do for your job. But for you to say, no, like my mental health way more important than this. Like that's honestly like kudos. Cause I think a lot of people in today's industry would be the opposite. Like, nope, you have to like push it through. And it's just, it doesn't mean as much. So That's honestly incredible.
So in our notes, let's cross out asking him to sing the song.
So you don't want to
ask to sing the song.
You want me to sing the song.
Yeah.
We have some fun games though, if you're into like playing a game.
We love games.
Bring it on.
We just played Scrabble 10 times last week together.
I know we did for the first forever.
Perfect. Okay.
Scrabble's a game that I can tell you with confidence I've never played and will never play.
Ryan is a really bad speller.
When we're not recording, I will tell you about our Scrabble game and he doesn't know I cheated, but I'm going to reveal on here that I cheated and
I'm going to reveal. Yeah. I'm revealing.
No, you're not going to say it on. We'll talk.
No.
I literally love Shannon's. Like, can you please shut the fuck up?
I have a feeling that it was like strip Scrabble.
I love it.
Ryan said vagina already.
He did.
I did.
He said it, which, you know, I don't know that you really want me to.
It's fine.
But I just want you to be uncomfortable.
Look at her face.
I'm not a neurolinguistic programmer, and I don't know body language like a CIA informant, but I will say that her body language is saying, do not say this, Steven.
It's not that bad, but it's just
it's the word she won with. I was winning all game, and then she was like, oh, last letters.
Philanthropist.
Yeah. I love it. I don't know.
It's a word that she doesn't want me to say, but is an actual Scrabble word.
It starts with an F.
It starts with a what?
Oh, I was going to say, I thought it was going to be cunnilingus.
I know.
This is a long word.
You know? Yes. Do you really know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You were good at Wheel of Fortune.
She is a woman. She knows.
I know what you're saying, for sure.
Oh. It starts with an F?
No.
It starts with a Q,
Oh.
Ends with an apple playing.
Rhymes with reef.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what it is.
All right.
Does everybody now know what it is?
Yeah, I think we're good. Yeah.
Well, in all fairness, this is a long time ago, like 4 years ago.
If you're about to fucking tell the story, I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Under the table.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to be here on this.
I'm not going to tell.
Great. Well, that's already a live podcast. I don't need to revisit that.
I'm not going to tell the story
that's
again.
That's literally one of our most listened to episodes, and it's truly like I'll never come back from it. It's already out in the world.
I think it's like our episode number five or something like that.
It's fine.
It was the episode that we launched, and I thought, I think we can do this for a while. It was just so much fun.
Let's play a different game.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well, I could spell that, by the way.
The first...
Guys, have you tried the new wellness shots from Good Vibes Juice?
We have, and they're amazing. Perfect for boosting immunity and feeling great.
Good Vibes Juice makes all-natural wellness shots with ingredients that support your immune system.
And they honestly taste good. Plus, they're great to have before you feel sick or even to help you recover faster.
It's like having Granny's homemade remedy, but conveniently pre-made.
They have three different shots to choose from: Sick Day, Get Well, and Turmeric Daily. The Sick Day shot has echinacea and ginger, known for fighting off colds and boosting immunity.
The Get Well shots feature elderberry, a superfood ingredient that helps increase immunity, and the Turmeric Daily has turmeric and chamomile. My personal favorite is the Turmeric Daily. It has turmeric and chamomile, which for me, having recently turned 40, is great for anti-inflammatory and calming properties.
What's great is that these shots are all natural with no preservatives or additives. You can take them as a shot or mix them with hot water for a soothing tea.
And here's the best part. Visit goodvibes.juice.com and use promo code TLC to get free shipping and 20% off your first order.
That's www.goodvibesjuice.com with promo code TLC. Let's boost our immunity and feel great with Good Vibes Juice.
The first game is... It is a game, but the second one is more of like a conversation. So I have saved a bunch of, I think we tried to play this last year, but.
Can I play it with you? Because I don't even know what you're doing.
Well, it's literally just finish the lyrics, but what I'm going to do is.
I'm not good at that.
So there's some, it's not, you don't have to sing.
Don't make me sing.
There are a few Christmas songs, well-known Christmas songs that I've saved here. And I'm going to give you a line. I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to say it. And you have to sing the next line that comes after it. And it's harder than it seems because all you, Shannon.
you can also
just say if he doesn't know it, you can say the line if you're not comfortable singing. Some of them are very easy and some of them are like, huh, I know this song, but like I don't know where it's coming from. Does this make sense?
He doesn't know any of the correct lyrics to any of the songs.
Then this will be amazing.
Shannon,
let's do this.
unless you're tone deaf, which I am. I can openly admit that. I'm willing to bet you have a wonderful voice.
She does.
I bet you she does.
She really does.
I bet you she does. I can hear it in your tone. Uh-huh. You've got probably a little bit of a raspy voice. I guarantee it sounds lovely.
Your Cheryl
it's
Crow
kind of
is
like,
what you're
you
saying.
Know, like a Michael Bolton meets Michael McDonald.
Fergie
meets Jesus. It's a whole
Who's Michael McDonald? Is that I was thinking Norm McDonald from Saturday Night Live. Oh my God, never mind.
Which would have been amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the first
cross
one.
Between Fergie and Jesus.
Are you ready?
Songbird of our generation.
You ready? You can play too, because you don't know them.
Thank you.
Okay. The line
is. Is it competitive? Is this like first to go?
Oh, now you're like, I'm fucking it. Sure. No, I'm asking them first. You can, if you don't know, if they don't know, you can take a crack.
Okay.
The line is, oh, all the lights are shining. I'll give you a couple other words if you don't know
Thank
it.
You.
No, that's it. Like if you can get it from that, you get the most points.
I have to tell you what went through my head.
Tell me.
Oh, all the lights are shining. Liza, won't you? I don't even know what song.
Over the hills
You're
and
like,
through
I just made
the
that song
woods.
No, go I love
tell
that,
it on the mountain. Okay. Jesus Christ.
You will get it after I think this second line.
I don't think we were singing the same song, by the way. I think I just stole that song and totally messed it up.
Okay, so all the lights are shining so brightly everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I know this song.
Oh, yeah, it's, honey, you got this.
I really don't. I think it's, I get really messed up when I play these games. I do the
hits artist. All the lights are shining brightly everywhere.
Yes, you got it. You do you know it?
I don't know.
He just sang the words you gave him.
Yeah,
sure. All the lights are shining so brightly everywhere, baby.
That one.
What's the next words, though? Because I know that. I know those words.
And the sound of children's laughter fills the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The air.
Why do I still not know what song it is?
Santa, won't you please?
That one. It's Mariah Carey. You got it. You got it. Wow, this was supposed to be easy. We're fucked for the rest of the game.
I know.
All I want for Christmas is you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I gave you a hard part of the song.
Win.
That's like only the biggest
it's
Christmas
It's the bridge. Song. Yeah, it's the bridge, though, because it's weird when it's spoken. It's hard.
Oh, made famous by what movie?
Take me through the 12 days of Christmas. I know every word.
Do you?
Yeah, only because my son is obsessed with the countdown. Oh, and I realized that the 12 days of Christmas, whoever wrote that is the most bird-obsessed human on the planet.
There's one that's
the birds. You're right.
Yeah.
One that's not a bird.
Yeah, but rings, like partridges and hens and geese. And
I can only go down from five. I'm good from five down. I don't know anything after that. I don't even know what the 12th is.
Go on.
1 point for Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. What movie was that made famous by?
I don't know.
Mariah Carey, obviously.
All I Want for Christmas was in a movie?
Yeah, it's the movie where the guy comes to the front door. He realizes the woman he loves is his best friend, and he was the photographer and everything he did.
Love Actually?
Exactly.
No. Yeah. No, it was famous way before that movie.
Oh, well, I guess I was wrong.
Okay.
Your point has been taken away.
0-0-0
Okay. I'm going to maybe give you guys an easier one.
Thank you.
Like, okay, this one's very easy. Very, very, very easy. Okay. I'll be home for Christmas.
You can count on me.
Yes, it's actually Plan.
Well, it's not Plan unless
Please
you
have snow.
Listen, this is a, are you guys familiar with the Mandela effect?
Yes.
This is a Mandela effect.
I've heard that about
it. You're right, Ryan. Yeah. I thought it was Count on Me too.
It's not.
It's Plan on
you
Me.
You can plan on me. Says no one ever.
Lies.
Guys. So there is a theory that somewhere in the song they do say count. Maybe like third verse or something.
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't have it. There's three ones here and it's all Plan.
Yeah, they all say Plan.
Oh, see, that's not, there's a glitch in the Matrix for sure.
Okay.
Hey, we are literally living in the Matrix, I think.
Yeah.
All right. I agree.
Okay, good.
Okay. Sure. Now I'm nervous because I was like, these are going to be too easy.
No, maybe that last one was easy.
Maybe not.
You gave us the main words of the song.
That wasn't what I was going to give you, but I had to pivot because the first one didn't go very well.
We don't want mercy. We want the hardy hardness.
Yes.
Okay.
We want Q's and F's.
Faithful friends who are dear to us.
Travel near to us once more.
Yes, but travel is not the right word. So
0 points Mandela for you, Stephen.
That's Mandela effect too, I'm pretty sure.
Gather
pretty confident it's travel.
Faithful friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more.
Nope. I was wrong too.
What did you say?
What'd you say?
Gather.
You know what?
Oh, I thought it was gather.
It's gather too. I don't know. This is
definitely not travel, but gather for sure.
Tripping me out.
Travel is probably the best option that the songwriters just didn't think of.
If the Mandela effect was to reset one more time, may I suggest whoever's in charge of the button.
One more.
Yeah.
Puts travel in.
Okay. Next one. Later, we'll have some pumpkin pie.
And we'll do some caroling.
Yeah.
She said I didn't have to sing.
And we'll do some caroling. She got it.
Yeah. I got it.
One point.
But I
and it was a little bit of a sing. And we'll do something. Like, I feel like it was like.
Well, her shoulders were moving while talking. So that's kind of like singing.
Yes.
Yeah, I was singing.
It feels like singing. That's how I sing.
Oh.
That's why I love Vanilla Ice. It's the easiest thing to sing.
Okay.
Oh, man, dude.
He knows the whole song.
Ice Baby. Yeah. Chicken and Gravy.
Knows the whole song. Oh, it's his karaoke song. Okay. This is, I think, a very easy one. I think it's it's not the last one. Been an awful good girl.
Santa baby.
She is cleaning house right now.
What's the next word? What's the next word?
Santa baby.
She can sing. What a liar.
Yeah. But
I think we came up with that's our least favorite song.
Santa baby's your least favorite song?
Yours was
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
I hate
hippopotamus for Christmas.
I hate it. I don't mind Santa Baby. I do like it.
You know, Santa Baby is like Of all the songs to be canceled, why was that one not canceled? She's a gold digger.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
for sure. And just like sexualizing Santa. Yeah. I just sexualize everything else in the world. Let's keep Santa sacred.
Yeah, yeah. I also think now as an adult, like I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus is very problematic. Very problematic because I think kids today still don't really understand. Well, when I used to sing that song, I had no idea that I was like, that I didn't get it. Like for me, no. I was like, oh, so I didn't, I was like, so mom's a whore is what you're saying. No.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Santa Claus is dad. So obviously she's kissing her.
What? Only because he dressed up.
We better cut this out.
No kids are listening to this. Trust me. We'll also put it
in the song.
In the song. Santa Claus is dressed up.
The kid was mistaken.
Literally, in our last podcast, we talk about that whole thing. Kids don't listen to our podcast. Trust me. Okay. I've got one more, and then I have a very, very interesting like situation. Ooh. Okay.
Does it involve your group chat?
No.
Okay.
Let me check the thread, honey.
It's called the Not Ryan Club.
Okay. In the lane, snow is glistening.
In the lane, snow is glistening.
Here to stay.
No, it's the wrong part, but you guys, it's the right song.
Okay, hold on. Give us a second.
Wait. It's the wrong part.
So it'd be like,
how do they know what part you're looking at?
This is the game.
Oh.
So like you have the tune right, but that's the second line of that verse.
So it's the same in a thong.
Yeah, you got it. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is listening.
I believe I've won, right?
Correct.
You have won 3 out of the 5.
You have won.
So mathematically speaking, you came in second.
I'm very competitive. So I tried to like tone it down at the beginning. And then
it was girls versus guys, so we won.
Well, you had the word. You had the answers. Steven, you know what I found fascinating? Because I've heard your beautiful voice numerous times, and I mean that from one friend to another. Every time you sang, you didn't sing your voice. You used like
never.
Yeah.
Is that,
yeah.
Yeah. It's way more fun to sing
than any other.
Yes. It's just everything but
I like how you did that. You did like the
whole Elvis. The horse face is what you wanted to say.
Yeah,
they live on a farm now. It's very, very evident.
Yeah, he's a beautiful singer, and at Christmas time, it's just like operatic.
That is the best.
And I'm like,
keep it operatic.
Yeah.
Okay. So you kind of just answered a question that I was going to ask you at one point in time in our lives. And I'm just going to throw it out right now. When you are incredibly talented at something like singing, now this is what you do for a living. So it's a little bit different, but imagine for a second, your life, you weren't you, and you just had your beautiful voice. When the opportunity comes to present that voice, like people start singing, do you feel comfortable singing or do you, I think you just answered it. You don't.
I think I don't. Yeah. I think you're right. I think I have to switch into mode. It's really, I mean, like, I'm not a natural extrovert. I'm in very...
Says the guy on stage in front of 20,000 people.
I know. That's the craziest part about it. I literally have to force myself almost every time. And when I get to a certain point in the day and I accept it, I'm like, I'm cool. And I switch mode and I'm like, here we go. But leading up to it, I'm like, just say if Christmas Eve was the show. Mm-hmm. All of December, I'm dreading it going, I don't know. Am I imposter syndrome? Like you wouldn't believe, buddy. So it's a constant, but I honestly, I don't think I ever sing in my real voice unless I'm singing my songs. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm singing to the radio, I'm trying to sound like them.
But you know what I think a part of it is? I think that you as like a human being are not like, you are a humble person. So you're like, I know I can sing. All these people are having a good time. Am I going to be that asshole that's like, excuse me, don't, you know what I mean? Like, you're not that person.
Steven Ray Olson,
like, that's an asshole, right? Like, so I feel like you're like, I don't need to do this. Like, I know I can sing. My friends know I can sing.
I'm better than this correct. Way. That's because the way that you just worded that would make it seem like that.
I'm saying there are people who will be like, let me take this. Unless your friends are like, Steven, can you sing something for us? You're not going to be like, let me take the lead. Anyone have two-part harmony? Like, that's not who you are.
Yeah.
right?
Team so, three on three. Follow yeah. me on the bridges.
You got the girl back over there.
Even then, he like doesn't really do that though. Like even no. if we're with friends and they're like, "Buddy, there's a guitar." He's like, "Nah, it's okay." Like yeah. you,
I get that.
Like, I just don't like that kind of attention. I'm yeah. just, I'm not, I don't want to be the center of the, of that. I don't want
to
be.
Welcome to the Grand Old Opry. Stephen Lee Olsen. Not today, guys. Not today.
But
not
you know today. What?
Nope.
You guys like don't it. Mind if I read a short poem, do yes. you? Instead?
Yeah. I love it.
You know, the funny thing is as someone who cannot sing, so we asked this question to a bunch of our friends. They thought I was loony for asking the question. If you could have one talent that is not a superhero talent. Like if you gave me the ability to teleport, I'd take that over singing all day long. But if you could be given one thing that doesn't save people, what would it be? And I 100% will say this to the day I die. I wish I could sing
yeah.
because I'd love to be the guy with a guitar at the fire. But I think it's because I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy, bro. I'm not that guy.
You know what? I can tell you that I've always felt like this from the minute I started. I can tell you. So it's not something that's happened over the years where it's yeah. just like, I've done it a million times, so I don't want to do it. It's just like pushing myself every time to just, you know, to step into it and to, you know, to fight the anxiety that comes along with putting music and yourself out there to be judged, ridiculed yeah. and all that.
I'm the same way though. I mean, I talk all the time in front of people. I host at festivals, but like at one of our best friends' weddings on the spot, he was like, "Hey, would you mind getting up and saying a few things like for me?" And I'm like, all people I know. And I'm like,
100%.
I'm like, yeah. it makes me nervous. But in front of like 20,000 strangers, I'm like, I'll make an idiot of myself. Yeah. No problem.
It hits different.
It's easier with more people. It is easier with more people. There's truth to that for sure with the masses. Cause I don't feel like you're connecting with any of them. Like, truly, right. you know, you're connecting with a sea of people rather yeah. than just like in a living room with you, and all you're doing is what you're doing right now, and there's just us.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, "So, what you gonna perform now?"
And go, Ryan.
I love it. Oh. Well, you guys, this has been such a pleasure as always. We always run out of time because I feel like it's like catching up with old friends. So we really appreciate you taking the time.
And oh, wow. and Stephen, how do people find this song? Because this is. As I said to you before, not to go back down that sad hole that I was in earlier, but this is such a gift, and I want to make sure yeah. that everybody who has the opportunity to listen to this before Christmas listens to it.
Yeah, man. It's called Happy Heavenly, and it's available everywhere. Anywhere you can stream music, it will be my next single on the radio as well. I'm trying to get this song to as many people as possible, and if it doesn't hit home with you, I know you know somebody that it does, and somebody needs it, so share it. It feels good to share, and I appreciate you guys having us on. I literally could have talked to you guys for another couple hours. Feels like we've been talking for 15 minutes.
But you gotta blow the mow the lawn. Scrabble. We gotta go.
Starts with Q, ends in I'm going to put my foot in my mouth now.
Have a good Christmas, guys.
Guys, Merry Christmas.
I didn't know what you were trying to say.
Mow the lawn. I was going to say, you got to go mow the lawn, but it came out blow, and it's blow a Freudian slip. I got to go.
Bye. We love you guys. Have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for having us.
Guys, thank you very much.
Hey everyone,
I'm Emily Beerley,
and I'm Jennifer Chaikin,
and we're licensed marriage and family therapists,
owners of The Therapy Group,
and hosts of the Shrink Chicks podcast.
Every week we bring you a new episode where we dive into therapeutic topics like inner child work, dating anxiety, family dynamics, relationships, and burnout,
making them more relatable and understandable, leaving the psychobabble behind.
We address the things you've been dying to ask your therapist but don't know how.
And work to help you stop shooting all over yourself with the expectations society can put on us.
Tune in every Monday to Shrink Chicks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Be sure to follow along and subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Prepare to learn all about you, because in order to grow yourself, you got to know yourself.